October 31st, a series of events took place in 1517 that quite literally changed the course of Western civilization. Martin Luther tacked 95 theses on a Wittenberg door, and a discussion erupted concerning some of the things that we're talking about and revisiting almost 500 years later. 303-873-1935. That's the number if you want to join us on the air. 303-873-1935. Dan, welcome to the program. Hi, Dan. Hello, Dan. Welcome, Dan.
How are you?
Welcome.
Thanks for having me on.
Your question for my guest.
I do. A question and a comment. I'm actually the principal at Lutheran High School in Denver, and so I'm overjoyed to hear good Lutheran theology on your radio program tonight. It's outstanding. And I just wanted to mention that, too. It shouldn't be overlooked that probably one of Luther's biggest contributions to our church was his focus on education. It was a man that was immensely dedicated toward Christian education, and there's that tradition of fine Lutheran education even in the Denver, Colorado area. And I'd be remiss if we didn't talk about Luther.
Sure. And I'm gonna give Brian a chance to respond to that comment.
Yeah, Luther loved the Lord's word because in it he found Christ, and so he wanted that word to be spread and shared. And so even in the quote that you read, Gino, to introduce our discussion today, you talked about how Luther's had this lasting effect on education. He wanted there to be schools where children were learning the scriptures and everything else. He said we have to give attention to the schools if we want to have faithful pastors and governors. So
yeah, Dan, did you hear the quote at the beginning of the show?
The very beginning. That's awesome, though.
I said, and here's the quote again for those who just joined us. Here's Luther. I am much afraid that schools will prove to be the great gates of hell unless they diligently labor in explaining the Holy Scriptures, engraving them in the hearts of youth. In other words, here's how I would put it, Dan.
Yeah.
It isn't education at all. Education is a tool and a vehicle. What Luther espouses is freedom. And free education brings freedom. It's the ability to think Christianly. Remember, even when we're talking about bondage or the lack thereof, in Luther's theology, in Luther's way of thinking about it, grace in Christ brings freedom to honor him, even in the way you think about the world in which you live.
Absolutely.
The progressive education of coming out of the Middle Ages really kind of flowers in Lutheran cities and Lutheran universities. They were so supportive of education, and this is true too. Thank you, Dan, for all the good work you do there at Lutheran High. And it should be perhaps pointed out that next to the Roman Catholic Church, the Missouri Synod Lutheran Church has the second largest system of parochial schools in the United States and has always supported the education of children that they can grow up to be good citizens and good Christians.
You're so right. I appreciate that plug.
You got and it. Now, Dan, your question for my guest. Go ahead. You're the principal. Lay a hard one on him.
Hey, here's a good question for you. You had a caller last week that called in and kind of lamented the fact that he had accepted Christ, and yet at the same time he didn't notice any change.
Right.
In life. I don't know if you recall that caller.
I do recall. It was very frustrating.
Yeah, I sense that. And you can maybe explain it for Brian further, but I believe if Luther had been able to talk with him, he may have said to him, listen, buddy, if you believe in Jesus Christ, you're in, but that you're in need of the means of grace. You're in need of God's word and his sacraments for sanctification. That I believe who you were talking to was, quote-unquote, a spiritual infant and is in need of sanctification through the Word of God and through the sacraments. And oftentimes I think we make the mistake of saying, well, you need to rededicate or recommit, or maybe you really haven't accepted Jesus Christ. And I think that's exactly what Luther talks against in The Bondage of the Will, that somewhat synergistic approach to your salvation
is
on you.
And I can't disagree with that, but it goes to the heart of yet another issue. And that is the issue that Luther himself experienced. Can a person act like a Christian when in fact they're not?
Yeah, that's a great... Chris.
Now, Dan, you understand, and again, let's give the caller the benefit of the doubt, just like you did.
Right.
That he is, in fact, a Christian.
Right.
So,
right.
What brings about a change from the inside to the outside? In other words, how does belief affect behavior?
Strictly the work of the Holy Spirit.
Well, that's not true. That's true in part. But remember, the whole book of Ephesians is dedicated to belief and then behavior. The whole book of Colossians is duty and doctrine. The whole book of Romans goes to belief and behavior. There's this consistent revelation that takes place throughout the scripture. Paul doesn't juxtapose belief and behavior. He unites them together into a coherent unity.
Yeah, this is how, the question, I think, if I could restate it, perhaps this might be helpful, is where do I look to find the assurance that I am a Christian, that I'm a believer? Where do I get the comfort that God surely loves me, not that he hates me or that he doesn't care about me? How do I know that I'm a Christian? What do I look for? And the Luther would direct, I think you mentioned, Dan, this phrase, the means of grace. This is in Lutheran theology, we teach that the Lord connects his promise of forgiveness to certain aspects, physical objects that we can grasp onto, baptism and the Lord's Supper. So when we wonder if the Lord loves us and has forgiven us, then there's something then outside of ourselves to look to. So whenever Luther was tempted by the devil to believe that he wasn't a believer or that he wasn't a true Christian, he would say, in fact, he wrote it on the table with a knife one time, I am baptized. So that he found his confidence, the assurance that he was the Lord's own, not in anything that he thought or felt or did, but rather in the external work of God in baptism and the Lord's Supper.
Right, and I would even give Luther the benefit of the doubt, because I would obviously disagree that baptism has any efficacious thing whatsoever other than in the identification with what baptism is, the life, the death, the resurrection of Jesus. It's that complete identification with Christ that... that there's a transformation that begins and continues. And I can honestly say, we stumble, don't we? I mean, I don't know about you, Dan. The only time I went to the principal's office was when I can't wait to be able to come and visit your school. When are you going to invite me to do a chapel service?
We could probably work something out there. It
would be nice to go to a principal's office and not get spanked.
No, sure. You point out the great thing there, Gino, is that our works are always unsure. Sometimes they're good and sometimes we sin. Our emotions are up and they're down. So we want to look for something solid and secure. And where Luther finds that is in the promise of the forgiveness of sins.
Right.
And that's comfort.
Right. And he said we should be daily reminded of our baptism. And that's a cool thing to do in a school. And we do that. So.
Hey, Dan, thanks so much for joining us.
Appreciate it having me on. Thank you.
This is Gino Geraci. You're listening to Denver's Christian Station, 94.7 KRKS. Happy Protestant Revolution Day.
Now, real-time traffic on Denver's Christian Station, 94.7 KRKS.
Still some lingering problems on the freeway and off the freeway, southbound I-25 after 38th. Have an accident at Park Avenue West. We also have the center lane blocked northbound 25 at Dry Creek. That's starting to jam up a little bit as well. Colfax and Broadway, we had an earlier wreck at that location. Then we had one eastbound Spear and Corona. That should be pretty much in the cleanup stages. Now we have reports of a medical emergency in eastbound Colfax and Dallas. The math is easy. At Kohl's half price sale, you'll find 50% off hundreds of items throughout the store this Wednesday only. Shop extended hours from 7 a.m. to midnight. Kohl's. Expect great things. I'm Joel and Aaron, Denver's Christian Station, KRKS.
Your friends at American Family Insurance believe we all have so much to be thankful for. Here's just one more reason for that attitude of gratitude.
There's an old saying that goes, I was sad that I had no shoes until I met a man with no feet. Nothing puts thankfulness in perspective like, well, a wider perspective. In almost every area of our lives, anything uncomfortable, painful, inadequate, or simply annoying can be trumped by someone else's situation. So in one sense, we always have things to be thankful for. Is your house too small? Well, have an attitude of gratitude about the cozy apartment. No apartment? Just one room in someone's garage? Well, how about thankfulness that it's not a cardboard box behind a garage? My point is not to rejoice in the lack of others, but simply we need to remind ourselves that before we complain about our shoes, maybe we can also take a moment to be thankful for our feet.
This encouragement has been brought to you by the people of American Family Insurance. As a reminder, to take a moment to think about the question, what are you thankful for?
She says the bathroom needs an extreme makeover. What do I know about bathroom makeovers? I am not a home improvement guy. But Ron next door whispers in my ear, builder's bathtubs. I say, Ron, why are you whispering in my ear? He says, shh, they're the best in town, just don't tell everybody. So I call builder's bathtubs. I say, what do you got? They say, how about a better selection, better prices, and a store full of makeover mavens? Okay. So I go down to the super secret showroom on Norwood off Santa Fe, just south of C-470. Wow. What a selection. And they are better. They are less expensive. They really are makeover mavens. And they hook me up. The right tub, sink, fixtures, even surprise my wife with a custom-made steam shower. How happy is she? Which means how happy am I?
Family-owned and operated Builder's Bathtubs. Very quietly open to the public on Norwood Drive just west of Santa Fe. A quarter mile south of C-470. Over 60 tubs, an array of fixtures, all kinds of cabinetry, and a bunch of makeover mavens. For info, call 303-346-7361. 303-346-7361.
94.7 KRKS. It's coming, the Beyond Measure Tour with Jeremy Camp. Would you take the nails from his head? I'll take you back. It's Jeremy Camp live in concert with special guest Hawk Nelson. Tonight, 7 p.m. at the Budweiser Event Center, along with 80. Tickets are available at the Budweiser Event Center. All King Supers locations. Online at ComcastTix.com. Or by phone at 877-544-8499. It's one night, one show. The Beyond Measure Tour with Jeremy Cam, Hawk Nelson, and 80. Presented by Timberline Church and Jimmy Lakey.
If you're looking for the love of your life, visit eHarmony.com and get matched on the 29 dimensions of compatibility that make love thrive over a lifetime. eHarmony.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Gino Geraci, my guest, Brian Wolfmuller. He is the pastor of Hope Lutheran Church. Mary, before we have a chance to call it a day, Mary, God bless you. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Gino. Thank you very much for taking my call.
Welcome.
And hi to you too, Barry.
No, Brian.
Hi, Mary. How are you?
Very good. Very good. I'm kind of excited to call and share something with you, especially in the light of Dan's call just now as
sure.
a principal of a Christian school. My dad was a principal, and I, of course, I went through all Christian education. And in our schools, we actually celebrated Reformation Day. And as a kid, I always looked forward to that. October 31 was Reformation Day, the day that Martin Luther nailed up those 95 theses, you know, on the door. And I just wanted to encourage, I guess, all Christian school teachers and principals to continue to do what they're doing, because I'll tell you, not a year goes by that I don't remember.
See, what a great idea. Have a Reformation Day. Let kids dress up as medieval people, and if you really want to scare people, you can dress up as Tetzel.
I was going to shave the top of my head like they did in the monastery to look like a monk today, but decided against it.
But, you know,
no, it's
Brian,
actually a very good idea. I mean, obviously, that's one of the reasons why we're doing this show,
yes.
is we want to remind people that our faith is rooted. There's a historical root
yes.
and a connection, and that the scriptures are still true. We being many are one body, joined and fitted together.
Look, if you want a great idea if you celebrate Halloween or not, whatever it is that we remember on this day that the gospel, the Lord Jesus, by his death on the cross, destroyed the devil. He triumphed over, made a public spectacle of him. For this reason, the Son of God was manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. And so in the gospel, the devil is made a mockery, is made a fool, is weakened by the fact that our sins are forgiven. And so there is no celebration of the power of the devil or of pagan supremacy or anything like this. We rejoice that the Lord Jesus rules and reigns by the forgiveness of sins from his cross.
Wow.
Yes. And it was really neat too, in that in our particular family and in the school that I attended, they didn't knock Halloween or anything like that. We enjoyed that part of it also, but we always knew that it was first of all Reformation Day. You know, that was the most important thing.
Sounds like you have some fond memories.
You know, I do, and I'm 57, and I still recall that just as, because we were also, and this is something to add to any teacher or Christian school principal, but we were also given a gift every Reformation Day.
Wow.
And it was put through, or put out, I think, by the denomination itself, but it was either a ruler or an eraser or a bookmark, something, but it was very, very special to us.
Hey, thank you so much for your call.
Mary, call the church and we'll send you a gift of this little booklet about the history of Luther.
The history of Luther. I think it'll be a little treasure for you.
Oh, that's great. And by the way, thank you so much for recommending the Luther movie. My husband and I rented that, and that is a wonderful movie.
Oh, yeah. I think my one criticism of the movie is I wish there were more.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you for your call.
Oh, you're so welcome. God
Bye-bye.
Bless you.
303-873-1935. Let's see if we can sneak Doug in. Doug, God bless you. Welcome to the program. Your comment or your question for my guest.
I'll be real quick.
Okay.
It seems to me that most churches change on frequently. Catholic Church, they're known for all of their councils, all their changings of doctrine. Baptists, they change every week. Everyone changes, yet the Book of Concord has been unchanged for over 400 years. Pastor Brian, how is that important? Do you have any comments about that?
Yeah, the 1580 Book of Concord is what Doug is talking about, and that's mm-hmm. the book that contains our Lutheran confessions. They were collected from the year 1527 to 1577. There's 10 documents in there, including the ancient creeds. Mm-hmm. And every Lutheran church will subscribe to it and say, this is what we publicly have agreed to preach, teach, and confess. And
no, it's right. Not every Lutheran church. There are many liberal churches who have jettisoned the Concord, or they have, by their practices, mollified it.
That's true. And so we have to say, really, that with jettisoning the Book of Concord, they've also jettisoned the name Lutheran, because this is really what it means to
be
Lutheran.
See, I like that. And I do like that, Doug, because the idea is, if you're going to identify as a Lutheran, it seems to me, just to piggyback on what you just said, that the Book of Concord has to have some sort of substantive reality for every Lutheran. Am I wrong about that?
No, I believe that's true, but I also believe that the fact that it was right the first time seems to indicate some quality about Lutheranism that needs to be admired.
Hey, thank you so much for your call. You can hear the music playing, but thanks so much. This is Gino Geraci again. Brian Wolfmuller, Hope Lutheran Church. Give the website the phone number quickly.
hope-aurora.org. And the phone number is 303-364-7416. So look forward to hearing from you.
Celebrate the revolution.